Hey, this is Pam Perry. It is straight up 9 o'clock. Thank you for joining Branding Superstar University. You see him on this Alicia Keys kick. Well, she is a girl on fire, and then she has that new video, The Fire We Make. It is hot, oh my goodness, with Maxwell. But anyway, we didn't call to talk about my musical taste, okay? But we are here to talk about how to blog like a superstar. We have by far one of my favorite people on the internet, Black Business Women Online, Sister Sense, My Shades of Multiple Shades of You Online, Sister Sense Magazine, Mahogany Mama, Black Moms Club, I mean, Black Girl Chick, Click, Geek, whatever, okay? We're talking about LaShonda Henry. You've seen her in Ebony. You've seen her in Essence. She has been all over the place. And you know what? LaShonda and I are twins. We're just 20 years apart, you know? Actually born on the same day. It is so cool. When I first met her, I screamed. I mean, face to face. I mean, I knew her online before that. But when I first met her at Blogalicious, I mean, I screamed because there is no one like LaShonda Henry. No one by far. I don't care if you talk about Ali Brown. I don't care if you talk about Amanda Porterfield or you talk about any of these other chicks out here. Okay? No. LaShonda Henry, this one right here, she got it. And she got it so that you understand it. And she ain't trying to rip you off. If you really are serious, if you really are serious, you quit playing and quit following all them other folks that you think, you know, their ice is colder, you got to follow LaShonda. LaShonda, hit star 6, please, and sweetheart, I'm sorry. So that you know, you got the number, but now you got to hit star 6, so I know that you're there. LaShonda, actually, there you go. You hear me going. LaShonda actually got her start, and she can tell you a little bit how she actually started. She's a Columbia grad, besides all the
acting. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good, good. I was like, that was one little detail. That was one little detail.
I was here. I was just muted.
All right. That was one detail I needed to give you. And then everyone else, you can actually come in, too, towards the end. We're going to talk for a few minutes and then answer all your questions that you've been sending in. But some of LaShonda's specialties are graphic design. She's fabulous at that. Web development, she's fabulous at that. Self-publishing, she's an excellent writer. When I first met LaShonda online, I bought everything she had. I love her e-books. They were so simple, easy to explain. This was before she was actually doing videos, actually. I'm a book person, so I read all of her e-books. I mean, some of the things that she said were the things that just clicked with me, and I hope they click with you because it's the aha moment. It's like, I can do this thing. And LaShonda is, you know, she knows desktop publishing. She knows flash design. She knows computer programming. She knows how to put together a computer. She's been doing that since she was probably a toddler. But she's the type of web developer or online person that's not geeky, where it would make you feel intimidated or make you feel like, I shouldn't ask that question. I should probably know that. No, she's the type of person where you actually can get the information you need and go on and soar. Give an example. A person that connected with LaShonda actually was on the cover of BlackEnterprise.com. Not .com, but Black Enterprise, period. And she was done, and actually her business took off and started booming because of everything LaShonda taught her, okay? So she was their social media, I guess you would say, poster child of someone who knew nothing about online marketing, and just following LaShonda, Dawn Fitch actually became like that branding superstar on the cover. You may have seen it, and it talked about how to get paid, you know, to do social media or whatever, and her cosmetics company, or I guess you would say candles and that sort of thing, just blew up. And what was really the turning point was that she knew what she knew in terms of her line of business and her industry, but what she didn't know was online was the internet and how to navigate it. Well, she connected with LaShonda through SisterSense.com, Black Business Women Online, began to follow her, really listen to her, get coaching from her, downloaded her e-book, you know, just became like her fan and actually took off. And I could say the same thing for me as well. I mean, when I met LaShonda, it was like so refreshing to have someone that wasn't, what I say, so slick and such a scam artist and just like, you know, I just want somebody to just tell it to me straight. You know, quit trying to look like, you know, whatever. It's just like, I'm a real person. It's just like, you know what, I don't need all that. Just tell me what the deal is. And I don't know if anybody knows or gets what I'm talking about, but I really appreciate, too, her authenticity. I'm proud to be an African-American, and LaShonda is, too. Matter of fact, she'll talk about one of her first books that she published and the reason why she did the first book that she published. So that's one of the kindred spirits that we have together. We're really, really proud of our heritage. We're not backing down from that. I try to instill that into my daughter. She tries to instill that in her son and her family. And when you have a tight family and with values like that, you are unstoppable. And so I want to tell everybody on the line, you can sign online and brand like a superstar and blog like a superstar. And we'll get to your questions. But first and foremost, know who you are as a brand. If you want to wear your hair natural, wear your hair natural. If you want to wear braids. If you want to dye it, fry it, laser the side, whatever you want to do, just be you, okay? And it's okay. You don't have to be a cookie cutter. You don't have to do the same newsletter that looks like everybody else. You don't need to do this type of thing. You don't have to do these kind of follow-up letters with these subject lines. You don't have to do all that. Just do you. Be happy with you. Someone can show you how to do you. And then, of course, there's some tweaks and things that you can do, obviously, to make anything better. But don't be a cookie cutter, like buy a package from someone and say, oh, okay, well, you need your newsletters to look like this, and you need to say this kind of thing. It's like, you know what, I look at stuff like that, and I'm thinking, do you think I'm stupid? I understand what you're doing. This is nothing but a template, and it's all saying the same garbage. You know, people are looking for authenticity. You know, Oprah talks about that all the time, and Ayanna Vazan, and it's like, I don't know. Maybe I'm different. You know, maybe I'm the type of person who's like, I just like for real stuff. Maybe that's why I'm a big Oprah fan and Maya Angelou fan and all that kind of stuff. But I really, really do want you all to get this and just be comfortable in your own skin and comfortable with technology. It's an extension of you, all right? So, LaShonda, I want you to tell us about, go back to the very first time when you did the book, okay, A Better Today Brings a Brighter Tomorrow, and talk about that and where you are when you did that book. And that's really, you know what, when you think about it, Sam, that's one of the reasons why I really got you, and I was attracted to you because I knew you stood for something beyond the typical, quote-unquote, internet marketer stuff. So kind of tell that story.
And oh, wow. You're taking it back. Oh, my God. Well, long story short, I was an affirmative action baby. I've always been in youth programs and, you know, activities since I was in elementary school because my dad, he passed away, you know, God rest his soul, when I was young. And my mom was like, she always said to me, if I can't show you how to do something, I'm going to find somebody who can do it for you or teach you how to do it. You know, growing up in Brooklyn, it's challenging. So that being said, she did what she needed to do to get me in as many activities as possible. I went to NYU. I did Cornell. I was just talking to Pam about how I did the Cornell Summer Youth Program when I was in high school. And I said, you know what? When I came of age, I wanted other parents, especially single black parents and minority parents, to know that there were so many free and then in some cases, low-cost resources available to their children in urban inner-city communities that they maybe didn't know about. So I created this little directory. I shouldn't say it was little, quite detailed, on different internships, after-school programs, even summer camps, you know, geared towards minority students, and then jobs and careers, all that good stuff. And that's kind of what I did. I'm an information gatherer. So whether it's that book, A Better Today Brings a Better Tomorrow, or The Sixth Sense, or Multiple Shades of New Online, I just try to pool information that I find and give it out to people who I feel like they need it, but they don't know it's out there.
That is so powerful. And this past weekend, I was actually in New York City, and me and my daughter, we were doing a tour of Columbia. And actually, one of the things that brought us there was the fact that they talk about their Columbia summer program for high school students, where they can intern in, not intern, but they can actually go to school at Columbia, either in New York City, or they can go to Barcelona, or they can go to the Middle East. He wasn't going there, but we were looking at New York City. And one of those things is that someone has to tell you about these resources. There are certain keys that you have. So when you did your summer program at Cornell, then you actually graduated from Columbia in New York. And
yes,
at this point in time, you have been really developing your doing this for over like 13 years. Okay, you've been doing this stuff online for over 13 years, graphic design, web development, and writing, which is, if you think about it, guys, each one of those things is a different discipline. It's almost like LaShonda has the left brain and the right brain, okay? She's a creative person and also the geeky person that knows the SEO,
yeah,
and also the coding. It's that sort of thing. LaShonda, I'm going to ask you if you can maybe get on a landline or either a cell phone and not from the headset, because I'm hearing a lot of echo in the sound, and so I want people to really
okay.
see me clearly. Yep. So that'll be good.
Let me see if I can fix that for you.
Okay. Yeah. And one of the things too about LaShonda, she has a magazine. If you go to sistersense.com, there's tons of information in those magazines. I mean, just gold. So you want to make sure you do that. One of the things I would tell everyone online, that you need to quit playing. If you're going to be serious about it, find one or two or maybe no more than five people that you really look to as your online mentors, your blogging mentors, your writing mentors, and stick with them. When they tell you certain things that you need to read or certain things you need to do, do it if you're serious, okay? Because there's no way to shortcut anything. Yeah, we all want to be superstars, but I always say this every week, it takes 10 years to be an overnight success. Yes, LaShonda was in Essence. Yes, she was in Black Enterprise. Yes, she was speaking at all these blog world, and which is a really, really big deal. But it didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen in 2000, 2003, or 4, or 5. We're talking like this is now 13 years later since she actually developed her first site. But now she has it. And she's been at this for a long time. She knows AdSense and Google AdWords and all those types of things. She's an information curator, she's an aggregator, she presents really good information. Go on every one of her websites, subscribe to her newsletter, even like her page right now. If I just went on her page on Facebook and it was just something that was really, really good, I just said, wow, she put that out there. But it was just a little ebook that she did, and it was just called 101 Money Making, Marketing, and Sales Questions Answered for Webpreneurs. Okay, so I mean, something simple like that, you go, you download it, you read it, and then you actually do it, okay? That's what I'm talking about. I mean, so she puts it out there. She's not going to spoon-feed you every single thing along the way, but the information is there if you hunt and gather it, okay? Her online store is e-junkie.com/L. Henry, but you can get all that information at sistersense.com in the email that was sent to you. Okay, LaShonda, how's that sound? How's your volume?
And how is this? Is it better?
That's a little bit better. It's not as much echo in there. All right, so that's good. That's good. All right, so what we want to talk about tonight was really how to have a website like a superstar, how to blog like a superstar. Website and blogs are one and the same. So maybe give people who aren't familiar the difference between what we called website back when you first started to now what we call a blog or a blog site, so they know the difference and how it has changed, even for you being a programmer and a web person.
Oh, sure. You know, not to get too technical, but most websites back in the day were created with HTML. And so you would go to a web designer, you would say, hey, you know, can you give me an about page, a home page, a contact page, and they'll set it up, make it nice and pretty for you. And that was the generic website of back in the day. And then people started to use blogger.com, came on the scene, LiveJournal, WordPress, and people started writing online in these online digital journals that we now know as blogs. But then as people blogged more,
they started to get their own little followings. They became mini celebrities, pseudo celebrities, and also they became key influencers in their own right. So people were going, wow, they do this blog. It's not like just an online diary. You know, people can actually use this, have clout, have influence, and it had profit potential. On top of that, what people were finding was that they could go into their blog and easily write and update it. So, you know, kind of like them going on Microsoft Word and writing an article or, you know, sending something out via email, blogs were easier to use than having a traditional HTML website, because if you didn't know that techie stuff, you would have to go, hey, web designer, can you update this for me? And they'd take a day. Some cases they take forever to do it, and it was a problem. So one, blogs became popular because once that initial front-end design was laid out for you, you yourself could go in there and update it, navigate it, and, you know, be consistent about it in a way that you couldn't do so before. Also, with the creation of blogs and blog themes, again, not too techie, so I'm just going to leave it at this, you could create a website that looked like an Amazon shop. You could create an online store that looks like a Victoria's Secret, because now you've got these polished, professional, low-cost themes, whereas back in the day when you wanted to get a website, you were looking at something that's like $5,000 to $10,000. Like that's true to pretty much everything. You think about the first VCR, the first television, you know, it's a new thing, so it's very expensive, but then it becomes more commercial, more manageable, and blogs is essentially what that is for us. So now people don't just use blogs to write and journal online. They use them right. as these portals to build their businesses and their brands and sell their products and services, in a nutshell.
And it became a lot easier and a lot inexpensive. And
yes.
And I always tell people that we need to be more on the cutting edge of things. Now, obviously, you don't need to be at the beginning and paying $5,000 for a website, which is what I did at the very beginning. But as we learn, the time to really, really crush all of this or to really learn it is shorter and shorter. So that's why we have these calls every week, Brandon Superstar University, for us to ask the question, how do you do this, how do you do that, and that sort of thing. So websites used to be HTML. You used to have a graphic designer to code it and all that kind of stuff. And then if you needed, they call it webmaster, and you felt like you were the slave, you had to call the webmaster and say, hey, can you change the date? Or can you, and the webmaster would hate you, and you would hate the webmaster. It was just like a really adversarial kind of a situation. And people said, I don't know what happened to my webmaster. They went MIA, you know, just because I was asking them to change things every day. Well, they don't want to be alive to change your website every single day because people like to change their website. So that's when WordPress.org, well, WordPress came on board, or all the other type of blogs, you know, whether it's Joomla or Typeit, they came on board where it was like a really done for you type of thing where you could do it yourself, maybe have someone install it, and then all you can update it yourself. That is the world that we live in.
And what's great about the superstar aspect of it is kind of like, you know, when you create your own visibility for yourself, you think of something like the Huffington Post. If you really, and we'll talk about this today, if you really have a nice quality, customized, branded theme, and you consistently put great content that you talked about when Jay was on the call, and she said, that's amazing. You can be the next Huffington Post. You can be, you know, whoever you want to be. You can rock out the web universe in a way that you couldn't before. So there's really no glass ceiling when you think about what you can do, the potential for your growth in your business with a blog. And like I said, these are some things that we talk about today.
And just so that people know, there was a directory. It's on my Facebook page, actually. It's a download. They can pull it down for free, 101. It's a directory or it's a guide for 101 money, marketing, and sales questions answered for webpreneurs. And it talks about all the different things. And like you said, LaShonda, you could scour the internet over and over and Google your little heart out, or you can just really follow LaShonda, follow myself, follow Jay, follow Rochelle, a few people, and they do the work for you, okay, because we are already in this space and we get it. So this book is already free. It's on my Facebook page. This is 101, and I tweeted it out as well, so you will actually see that as well. But 101, marketing, money marketing and questions answered for entrepreneurs. So that's it. So, LaShonda, as far as, like, maybe some quick rules of what an actual, I guess you would say, I guess maybe, I don't know whether we should say the things that you should do, maybe three things a website should have and three things that it shouldn't have. We'll start with three and three. So that'll be good, and then we'll get into the questions. So if you want to have a website like a superstar, what are the three main ingredients the website should have, and what are the three mistakes that we see on websites that make them whack? Okay, so do three and three.
Whack, yes, that's a good way of describing it. Okay, let's get to the meat, the must-haves first. I would say today, in this kind of environment online, the best thing to have is a premium WordPress theme. Ideally, if you're going to go for something that's really productive, a magazine-style theme. Now, I say this because oftentimes I tell people, you know, I don't complain about busy because busy means business. And the same thing holds true for your website. When your website is not busy, it just kind of sits there and it's flat and it's boring and people go, well, how come nobody's engaged or not doing anything? Because you don't have enough going on. But, you know, we've got so many amazing premium magazine-style themes out there that give you the look of a New York Times, a Huffington Post, or, you know, think about one of or a couple of those websites that you absolutely love. You want to mirror that, okay? You don't want your website to look like a solo entrepreneur did it. You want your website to look like you've got a team behind you, even if it's a team of five. It's a team behind you. It's robust. It's dynamic. And what happens is when people see a wealth of information on your website, now I'm an information overload kind of girl. I used to go, oh, my God, they say it's, you know, it's so great. They love it, but there's so much information. I used to think that was a bad thing, but it's not. It's actually a good thing because studies have shown that right now people want those magazine-style sites. They're more engaging. They give them a sense that there's information that they need to dig and dive for, kind of like when you go dumpster diving at your favorite shop, you know, because you like there's a deal in here. And that's kind of the substance between when somebody says you need something that's content-rich. If you don't know what a magazine style is, I'm just going to briefly give you an idea of what you're looking at. When you go to these WordPress websites and you see like a banner rotation of like featured articles on one side, and maybe you've got some featured banner on the side, you've got different categories. So let's say it's a fashion website. So they've got, you know, summer styles coming in, new hairdos at the bottom. They've got beauty and cosmetics. So there's like a wealth of information for you to go through when you get there. It's content rich. Now, what people struggle with their websites is people aren't staying because there's just not enough meat for them to look at. They'd rather go somewhere else where there's a lot more going on. So I would definitely say make sure that your website is media rich. Make sure that you've got some form of sign up something, and we'll talk about traffic. Everybody wants to know about traffic, right? Make sure you have some sort of sign up something so that you can actually get people in a list and communicate with them. That's definitely a necessity. And I would say the biggest thing about your website is make sure that it's you. I develop websites. I'm a designer, and I do a lot of customizations from people. So I'll find a custom theme. By the way, you can go to themes.sisterfence.com and look at some examples of WordPress websites and things that would be ideal if you were trying to, you know, enhance your brand. Now, when I look at these things and someone comes to me, I customize the theme to reflect their business. So it's their color scheme, it's their logo, it's their photos, or it's photos that reflect their business. Right now I'm working on this lady's, she sells lace wigs, so I'm getting stock photography of women with long hair, with curly hair, things that reflect her brand. It's got to be you. That comes in the form of imagery, as I talked about, color, your logo. It comes in the form of your video. You should have some video there or audio with your voice on it. But these are elements that need to be infused into your site to make it your own. It cannot just be, well, I got a nice theme or I got a free theme and I'm just going to slap it on there and it's neat enough. It's got to be you. And so those are three things I think I did. You know, you definitely want to have a rich media theme. Make sure that it's unique to you and always have some form of sign up. Those are the keys.
That is good. That is good. So you got that. So those are the three main things. Some kind of sign up. I think you probably hear that theme all the time. Any of who's been on Branding Superstar since January, we're now in like quote unquote second semester. If you do not have a sign up, using whether you use, I use AWeber. Nothing wrong with if you have Constant Contact or MadMini or MailChimp, something that gives autoresponders, something where it has good deliverability rate. And it can grow as you grow. For me, AWeber can grow where I grow because it integrates with a whole lot of different things. It integrates with PayPal and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, that is the three things that must have, okay? What are the three things that make you look crazy online if you put them on there? I won't say make you look crazy, but things that you're not taking seriously or you're wondering why you're not getting traffic or why you're not selling or... Or, you know, you just figure out, well, I have what everybody else. Why am I not getting the results I want? These are the three things you must not do. So Lasandra will kind of tell us that.
Okay, well, the big one for me, the biggest one of all, is don't focus on traffic. I feel like, you know, we got all these wonderful questions, and the number one question is always, how do I get more traffic? You know, I'm not getting enough sales. How do I get more traffic? If sales is a problem for you, the number one question you need to be asking yourself is, what's wrong with my website? Why is it broken? Because if I give you $50,000 right now for you to go and get traffic, you will waste that money to send it to a site that's not working for you if it's not working for you right now, okay? Mm-hmm. So what you need to do is figure out what's wrong with the site versus how I need to get more traffic. All of that time and energy that people spend doing, you know, okay, well, I know Facebook is free. I'm going to do that. I know Twitter is free. Or, you know, they say video is a big thing, so I'm going to start doing some video. The first thing you need to focus on, and I do this, it's the heart of what I do because I'm a web designer, but as an entrepreneur, it has to be the heart of what you do, is go through your website with a fine-tooth comb, test it, have other people test it. When people buy, ask them questions, you know, what did you like, what didn't you like? You know, did you have any difficulty with my website? If, you know, have a sign-up form. I'll do certain things. I'll give you another example of this. I'll have an event or a conference, and then there's a registration, and underneath it I say, if you have any problems registering, please let me know. You want to know what's not working on your site, because getting more traffic to a broken site is just going to break your heart. Nothing's going to happen for you, okay? So that's the biggest mistake, number one. That's the biggie. Number two, do not create a fake blog. And people say, I don't have a fake blog. Yes, you do. You have a fake blog because you were told, someone told you that you need to have a blog or have a website built on a blog, and you set it up, and they said, okay, you need to write some posts. So you go, oh, my God, what am I going to write? Oh, God, maybe I should get a VA. Okay, no, I can't afford a VA. So I'm going to write some posts. So you write maybe about 3 to 4 posts, right? And then that's it. So maybe you've got some posts and an About You page, but it's a fake blog because you're not really blogging. You're not engaging people. You're not consistently sharing information. It's just there because you were told that's what you need to do, and that is not good enough. Now, good enough is never good enough, especially when it comes to blogging, because you have to say to yourself, would I go to this site? Would I go here? Like, think about the sites that you go to on a regular basis. I always put it back on people. What, you know, just one. Think of one site that you absolutely love. List 3 reasons why you love it. And if you can't say your site does those things, that's part of the problem. You can't have a fake website. okay?
That's it.
So
that's it.
The information has to be amazing. It has to be consistent. And it really has to answer questions that people ask you. It's a big mistake people have is they go, okay, well, I got one of the questions. And I think it was on a dream site, a book about dreams. So people will go, okay, well, this is my topic. This is my target audience. I'm going to come up with 5 or 6 articles that kind of plug in some keywords and da-da-da, and that's good. And it's a starting point because everybody has to start somewhere. But then you got to dig deeper. So my biggest recommendation when it comes to mistakes is always answer the questions that people are asking. So I get a question all the time. People say to me, LaShonda, I want to do a webinar. Everybody wants to be an online coach and do a webinar. So I did a whole session, a whole tutorial series on how do you do webinars when you don't know what to do, how to get started. People go, oh, my God, I really want to read that because I answered a question that people had. So when I looked at the Dream website that, you know, one person in particular was like, okay, how do I get my traffic? And they had a really interesting post about a dream about getting stabbed. But, you know, the way they wrote their subject header, it's kind of like a generic post. I would change that subject header altogether, and I would say, you know, last night I had a dream about getting stabbed. What does that mean? I would write it that way because that's what people write when they go on Google. They ask Google questions they wouldn't ask their mama because they're like, oh, my God.
Right.
What
exactly.
Is this on my left eye? You know, mm-hmm. So you've got to write articles and write subject headers like people are asking them. And a biggest mistake that people make outside of creating fake blogs is just kind of slapping together articles or topic headers because it's a keyword or you know, it's their target audience, but it's not really what humans are looking for online.
Exactly.
Those are some
so
big
good.
Ones. Those
that
are some heavy
one of the things
ones.
That I'm going to add something to the one about the person that has a dream site. It's like, it says, how can I get more people to click and purchase my book? I'm targeting the right audience. I'm just finding it difficult to get more people to purchase my book when they are on my site, S-I-T-E. Well, one of the things is that people don't come on to websites looking for a book. They typically go to Amazon and look for a book. They're going to come to your site because you're the expert. You know what you're talking about. They want to maybe build a relationship with you as the author. They actually want to get to know more of you, and they want your information. And if your information is good, then they'll buy your book. But they don't come on there first time there, oh, I'm going to get her book. They're going to watch you. They're going to watch you. They're going to watch you, and they're going to see if the information you have is legit.
Yes.
And if you really know what you're talking about, they're going to look at your interaction that you have with people. They're going to look at your authenticity. They may follow you on Facebook and Twitter for a year before they buy anything from you. I don't care if it's $5 or $50. They're not going to come right to your website without a relationship and put money in PayPal or credit card or whatever if they don't know you. So you
Absolutely.
Have to share information with them. Don't look for them to click to buy the book. Give, give, give. It's 80-20. 80-20, you're giving information, and then 20% of that time, then you can ask for the order. But if you do not have an email list where you're developing a rapport and relationship with this list, by giving to them, they're not going to buy anything. They can always go to Amazon and search for whatever book they're looking for. You can put in a topic in Amazon across the top, and then you'll look and see on Amazon if it's a bestseller on Amazon, do they have a lot of reviews on Amazon? What have other people said on those reviews on Amazon? I mean, that's how people are deciding how to buy a book. Before it used to be we go to the bookstore and we just kind of look at the covers and say, oh, okay, that looks interesting. Or now we go to Amazon and we say, oh, that looks interesting. A lot of people are recommending that book. They're not going to just search up in Google or because you put up a Facebook, you know, status and say, hey, go to my website and buy my book. No, they don't do that.
Right.
They don't do that. You can either do one or two things. Either you provide lots of content and then say, you know what, I really need more of what she has. And then after they buy the book, sweetheart, what are they going to get after that? Okay, so they bought the book. What's next? What is it? What's after the book? Is that the end all be all? Do you have a seminar? Do you have a session? Do you have coaching? What's after the book? You have. You, we could really pull out like 180 products out of a book. So you have that one book.
Yeah.
What's next?
I love that recommendation and how you put it, because it actually, it reminded me of some other things as far as that particular question. When you talk about Amazon, you say, well, you know, they're not going to buy the book on the website. They're going to buy it on Amazon. There are a couple of things that you've got to think about. One, if you've got something on Amazon and you want to plug it, every site, you've got to have a strategy. So at first I was like, I don't like Twitter. I hate Twitter. What is this? I was like, I don't know what's going on. But then I was like, oh, damn, I need to get on Twitter. I came at it real hard. I said, I got to get my first 1,000 followers and then, you know, move on up, you know, from that. But I had to have a strategy. So if you've got a book on Amazon or anywhere, you can't just put it up there. Then you've got to start researching and, you know, how do I get my book as a bestseller on Amazon, or how do I get a bestseller on Kindle? How is my dream book, you know, I want my dream book to be number 5. Then you need to start researching information on that. Just as when I wanted to be, you know, number 1 on Facebook, now my Facebook fan page for BBWO has over 60,000 fans. I had to sit down and get serious about what is Facebook marketing, how do I strategically do that. You find your focus. If your focus is Amazon, you need to eat, sleep, breathe Amazon until you become a number 1 bestseller. Now, on the other side of the website side of it, people, as I've learned, I kind of like these little phrases because they help me understand things better. People online, they either want to be informed or entertained, right? So if they go to your website, you either have, as you pointed out, Pam said, you kind of have a lot of content. Either your site is content dense, which that magazine theme, going back to the theme, it gives that perception of density and quantity. It's got all of this information that keep people engaged so they're informed, or you've got videos, whether they're about dreams or audio sessions, or you've got weird interactive things where you're taking people through their dreams and then they're answering questions and they're going, oh, my God, this is so engaging, and they're sending you stuff. You've got to have stuff on that space that is either entertaining them or informing them to keep them engaged and get them motivated to, one, sign up for more, or, two, get what you have to offer. So, for example, me, I love astrology. I walk in a bookstore any day and pick up a book on astrology, but it's got to be catchy. It's got to catch my eye first. If your website doesn't catch people's eye or keep them in, I like to talk about honey blogs. You know, they're so sweet and sticky, you just don't want to leave. If it's not a honey blog, you're not going to stay. So, again, not thinking about so much the traffic, but working on making it honey, making it sweet, and then also working on making yourself creating a strategy to use a space like Amazon that's got millions of people coming in. Right. How do you get more visible on a space like that?
That's it. That's it. We're going to ask, we're about at 9:40, so we're going to start with the questions, and this is from Joy. Joy asks, how do you balance a very busy and demanding job and blogging? Time management, help, LOL. So we're talking about all this research and the things that we have to do online, and you have a very busy and demanding job, and she does want to blog, so how do you do it? I think there's a book that says, I don't know how she does it, but how do we do it? And you have a lot of hats that you wear. So, LaShonda, how do you do it?
Oh, so many hats. And now that my baby's in kindergarten, I've got like 1,000 more. I believe that there are a lot of different things you can do. I'm just going to say 2. 1, I recommend this all the time. I bulk. I put things in bulk. I may do 10 videos at a time, or I may write 5 articles at a time, and then schedule them out. Because not every day is going to be a good day to blog. So when you've got that hour, or when you can sit on your, you know, take your laptop, sit on your porch all Sunday, do it all, and then schedule it out. Nobody else has to know but you.
Good. And that also helps you, too. It helps you in terms of saying, okay, I've got to do this, 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 and this. You know, just write out a whole lot of tweets for the month. You know, have a content calendar, and then write out all your tweets, all your blog posts, all your videos. That way you do it in bulk. That way your brain is not scattered, okay? If you're saying, okay, I'm going to do I'm going to do 3 hours worth of stuff online. Well, you're doing 3 different things during that 3 hours, and you feel overwhelmed. But if you do it in bulk, it's like you can really slice it down and go bam, bam, bam. That's a really good piece of advice. So pick, like, Monday is your day that you're thinking of topics, and then Tuesday is the day that you write them on. Then Wednesday is the day you write all your tweets, and then, you know, Thursday is the day that you answer a whole lot of email or Facebook messages, whatever, you know, but do it all in bulk. It's a really good way to manage it, you know. And I would say also to Joy that use your mobile phone as much as you can. You know, if you have a busy, demanding job, whenever you have downtime, like in between when you're waiting or things like that, I do a lot of that in between some downtime. If I'm waiting, if I'm picking up my daughter, or any kind of things like that, you know, you learn how to maximize those little bits little windows of time. Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. You've read all of my stuff. And, you know, when first thing I said in my blueprint, the System Sense Blueprint, is plan to profit. Everything has to have a plan. And I don't go online and go, okay, what am I going to do today? Because then I'm not going to do anything but watch YouTube videos and scroll on Facebook. You know, when you bulk stuff out, then you go online. And I remember at the Power Circle conference, I had talked about this, how, you know, for example, I never read emails on Monday because everybody sends you emails on Monday. Everybody's got their cover job. And they're
right.
And they're like, oh, my God, that's what I got a lot. They're crazy. So I never read emails on Monday. It's just too time-consuming. And, you know, Rochelle goes, oh, my God, that made so much sense. Like, really, these little things, if you don't plan them, then you get online and you're so distracted. So you have to plan if you want to profit.
Mm-hmm. That is it. That is it. Have a strategy. Donna asks, what are your main tips for launching a new site and letting folks know about it? What are some ways to gain maximum visibility for your new site? And that's what she's saying. I would say this real quick. One of the main things, Donna, if it's a new site, is making sure that it is a good domain name. Just overall, just like when you have a baby, you want to name it right. Everything is in a name. Everything is a name. Don't let it be confusing. Don't use letters, Don't use numbers. Like, okay, it's Life for Women or something like that, and it's a number 4. So now you've got to say it. Or I just, my client YMCA, they use this URL and they put a hyphen in between something on it. I was like, oh no, what, you know? So now it's really hard for me to say it and promote it and to, you know, if I'm going on radio or a podcast, it's like it's such and such hyphen, whatever. And I'm like, what? It's so clumsy. So making sure it's really crisp and clean, that you can say it, people can spell it, it's not confusing about what it is in that domain name. Branding Superstar University. I don't think anyone can misspell branding. They can't misspell superstar, and they can't, well, sometimes they can misspell university, but .com. All right, and use it as .com. That is really the name is really the main thing, all right? Don't say it's a double G or it's a double D or whatever, you know. Okay, it's like you've lost me there. I'm confused. How do you say that again? So you want to make that crystal clear as much as possible. Think it through. Very, very important. Okay, so what are the other things? The main tips for launching a new site and letting folks know about it. What are some ways to gain maximum visibility for the new site? Lashana.
Okay. Love those tips, by the way. Like you say, Dawn, like I'm getting all my social media gurus mixed up, fam. It's definitely important for you to keep it simple when it comes to domain names. Before I get to that, I just want to say one other thing about time management. Don't always feel like you have to create new stuff. I'm all about recycling information, and I can tell you 101 ways to recycle stuff. If you've got old information, for example, and I talk about autoresponders all the time, create some sort of email autoresponder so that one of the things that people can get from you is your best old stuff, and they can read it. Sometimes people don't see it. So time management sometimes isn't just about how you can make the most of creating new material, but how you can create either autoresponders or other systems, put them in place so that people can go back to stuff that you've already done. I am working on a blog to mail service that I'm beta testing with people who go, oh, my God, I want to do a newsletter, but they don't know how. And that's something that I can definitely talk about if you have questions. But if you want to DIY it yourself, the key is be proactive about creating sign-up forms and autoresponders. so people can get the best of what you had to offer in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, were you going to say something, Ben?
Well, I was just also saying, when you are launching anything, do not ever forget a press release. I'm a publicist for 20 years. It's like, oh, press releases are dead. No, they're not dead. They just changed. You know, go on PR Web or go to blacknews.com or PR, PR Web is really a good one to use, or PR Newswire, anything like that. But do an actual press release, have it written professionally by someone who knows press releases, or you can always read my blog. I talk about how to write them yourself. But do a press release. And then at that point, set yourself up for interviews. Yeah, that's what you would do. You were launching, whether you're launching a book or a website or a blog. You want to gain visibility, so you need to do a press release. One of the things that Karen Taylor Bass and I had her on with the Brand New Mommy, when the Brand New Mommy launched her blog, she had a party. She had a coming out, coming out party is not the way to talk about it, but she had a launch party. And the launch party, she had everybody come, and she made an event, all right? She had cupcakes and cocktails, okay? And so the brandnewmommy.com was being launched. She did press releases. She did interviews. She ended up in Ebony Magazine. She ended up in Black Enterprise and all these different things, because she treated it like it was a big deal, and it was. It was a big deal. Before she launched, she had about 15 posts already in the site. So she didn't launch with just one blog, right? She had some content on it. So it was very dense. So when people opened it up and she showed it on the computer, it was a major event. So go to the Brand New Mommy. She talks about it. She details that about how she actually launched. Now, depending on what the blog is or the website is, you're going to have a different strategy. But the main thing that you always have a press release, and maybe you have some kind of live event. And then with that live event, obviously, you leverage it with social media. So hopefully that helps, Donna. Go to another question. Linda asked.
I didn't do that one yet.
Oh, okay. Go on. I'm sorry. I thought you did. Okay, go on.
One recommendation that I would share as far as new launches is create a new launch checklist. Like, how many, Pam, you just gave some great strategies. Whatever I do, whether it be social media or blogging, sales, I come up with a checklist. How many different ways can I push this one thing? Because if your only thing is just to just put it out there, then that's a problem. One of the things that I would add to my checklist is go to your old customer list, customers being not people you know and people's business cards whose emails you've gotten, but people who actually bought from you. Go to that old customer list and say, hey, did you know I do this now? And this works for me a lot because people are busy and they don't really know what's going on with you all the time. So I just send them an email and let them know I'm doing this now. It's something new. And that kind of keeps them up to date with what's working for you. And I also do that in the form of a video as well, because some people read emails and some people watch my videos. So just creating a list, checking it twice, reconnecting with your people, whether it be in the form of an email or a video, just to make sure that they are aware, are just some organic but very effective ways to get that message out there of your new launch. Mm-hmm.
And a really quick tip, too, to do, and I find this really helps as well, is to do a Facebook event.
Mm-hmm.
Do a Facebook event. You know why? Because Facebook events typically show up in folks' calendars. So if you do a Facebook event, and this is the day that's going to launch, it's free, and you just start really sharing with all your friends. Obviously, you have a lot of friends on Facebook, and letting them know, everyone know that what the blog is, put the URL there, and there you go. You've got people knowing about it. It's showing up in their calendar, all right? That's just one of the, I do that for blog talk shows as well, so you could do that for websites or blogs as well. So that's one of the, there's so many ways to do, people know about a new site. Matter of fact, maybe me and Lashonda, we could do a short little ebook on that on how to promote, and we can kind of brainstorm on that. That would be good. So Linda asked, she asked a lot of questions, Linda. We're gonna try and narrow this down here. We had a few minutes. This is, what are 5 ways to shine or market online on the web? What are 5 ways to blog for your business? What are the 3 things you can do to make your blog user-friendly and effective What are 3 ways to increase your traffic to your blog? Okay. And then what are the effective ways to build your list? That's good. And then she says, finally, LaShonda, you rock. Thanks for sharing. You, like Pam, always share your spirit of excellence and give 100% to empowering others. Provide relevant, practical, strategic, and motivating content, information, and strategies. You and Pam rock. Thank you, Linda. Linda has a website that is ladyofprayer.com. And so hers, ladyofprayer.com, I don't know which one we want to tackle first. They all kind of go the same, but what are 5 ways to blog for your business? What are 3 things you can do to make your blog user-friendly and effective? We're going to take a couple of those, Linda, because you asked one question, you asked like 5. So let's tackle effective ways to build your list and ways to make your blog user-friendly and effective. Because I know her blog, and one of the things that she says is she tries to make sure that she's always doing building her list, because that's really, really important. I always tell everybody that it's gold in your list. So how does she build her list, and how do we make her blog user-friendly and effective?
I think it goes back to that question that I said, you know, you really got to give people what they ask for. So, for example, you know, when you talked about the 101 Money and Marketing Guide, I just took those questions that were prominent and put that in the space. And so when you think about that for your particular brand, you know, what are things that people are asking for more often and not talking about, that should be the focal point of your space. And that really helps to make it engaging and to drive traffic. As far as your list is concerned, the same thing goes true when I talked about that guide, making things or creating material that is quality and really what people want. Sometimes it's hard. It's hard for me to say that because I can look at a site and I can say, okay, well, I did not write a book about dreams, but I can look at the site and as a consumer and also as a marketer say, this is what you need. Sometimes you need another person to do that for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can't do that for yourself. But that's kind of like the stepping stone, right? That's just where it starts.
That is good. That is good. It's almost like a design question, too, in a way. It's like, how do you make it more friendly or user-friendly? So, you know, you can always get a critique because, like you said, sometimes you're so close to it, you can't really see what it is that other people are seeing. So you do need other sets of eyes,
right,
especially someone who's in the design business, which brings us to Carol's question. Carol Taylor asks, how do I make my site pop, all right? And how can I make social media work for me? Okay, so those are the two things. How do I make my website pop? And Carol asked that. She just needs marketing tips. Well, the main thing, let me just say this about social media and websites. Websites are your home. That's where you live. Social media is where you're renting. So when you say you want it to work for you, the only thing you really want the social media to do is to, one, provide social proof that you do have, quote-unquote, a little tribe or a little, you know, people that want to listen to you. But the main thing is to drive them home. So it's good to socialize with folks, but you actually want them to come to your home. So when you say how do you get it to work, it's going to work if you have translated 20,000 people on Twitter and you have 10 on your email list. That's working. You don't make it work by just saying, oh, I got 20,000 people on Twitter, but then you have like 500 on your email list. That's not working, okay, because you didn't convert them over to the first step. She asked, and I'm looking at her website. Her website is really cosmetics or skincare, I believe. Yeah, it's skincare, anti-aging skincare. So she wants to know, how does she make it pop? So it looks like it has pretty much some recent articles and things like that. Last date, it looks like April 12, 2013. But that's like a loaded question. So it's like, how do I make my website pop? What are some of the, quote, unquote, the hot things that people are looking for on websites, I guess you would say?
Okay. Going back to the comment that I made before, I really like right now the magazine style themes, news themes, they're popular, they're engaging, and they definitely pop. Especially if you're in beauty and cosmetics, I want to like, I can't look at your website right now. I don't know the URL, but I want to go there and I want to see, you know, women doing makeup. I want to look something like if I was going to Essence and I plug on Essence and the sidebar, there's a video that pops up and somebody's doing a makeover. That's how you make your site pop. You know, I talk to people all the time and I say, especially I love this concept of a superstar. You don't want to be a one-hit wonder, right? You want people to love you. So you want to think about if you were featured, if you did a video somewhere, if you were, you got a Today Show plug, you want to have those videos on your site too so people can see that. Make it as media rich as possible. If you don't have any videos, then look for some awesome videos that reflect your brand and to bring them back into the topic. Those are some things, as well as the imagery. I can't say it enough. People always say, LaShonda, I love the images you have on Sister Sense. That's because I spend a lot of time and I invest money into buying quality stock photos that are a reflection of my brand and my image. I don't go on Google and then find some free images and stretch them out and they're blurry or they're, you know, they're copyrighted. I don't do that. I purchase stock photos because quality images make your site pop, quality theme makes your site pop, and great video works wonders. I know we don't have that much time, but what I can say as far as making social media work for you, time is of the essence for me. I'm a mommy and I have my son and my hubby. So I love when I blog that I set it up so that it automatically tweets and it goes to Facebook. I don't have to do that. And I'll look at my phone because, you know, Tom talked about mobile. As soon as I write a post, I'll look at my phone and it already says, this person retweeted it, that person retweeted it. So if you want social media to work for you, one, you got to spend some time to work on building at least a small tribe on all of these. Well, not all, my top ones are like Twitter, Facebook, Google+. At least a couple hundred people on all of these spaces actually want to hear what you have to say. And then two, whether you learn it from me or Pam or you go on Google, figure out how to automate this so that as soon as you blog, it goes out everywhere. You know, we can't talk about it now. It's just too much to say. But so that it goes out everywhere so that I can know that I blog and people are retweeting and sharing and driving traffic to my site for me for free. That's one way that social media works for you.
One of the things this person asked, how do you get it to work for you? I believe she asked that. I just clicked your link. It's aspirelife.com, and I hit your Facebook, and it says page not found. So LaShonda talked about that earlier, making sure that all your links work and nothing is broken. I hit your Facebook icon down at the bottom, and I wanted to go to your Facebook page. And it takes me to page not found on your site. Now, it says, we're sorry, but this page you're looking for could not be found. So people bounce off, all right? I hit your Twitter button, the same thing, page not found, all right? So that right there, Rachel, you want to fix, because as soon as you finish your site, you want to click every single link, and a good web designer would actually do that for you. The pictures are cute, and that's all fine, but people are going to scroll down, and they're hitting Twitter and Facebook because it says social, and it says, you know, Aspire Life on Facebook and Twitter, but it says you can't be found. So if you want me to spend money with you, I don't trust you because you don't even have these things. It's like it's broken, something like, well, maybe she might not ship me my stuff, too, because she missed that detail. You get what we're saying?
And those are all questions. Those are all subtle questions that consumers ask. I so agree with you, Pam. Yeah. The key is not to just say that number. Everybody wants to know, how do I get traffic? But it's not that, because if you go to a broken site, it's a problem. So you've got to start there first. You know, some of it is logistical. It's design-wise. Some of it is cosmetic. And some of it is sales-related. But, you know, you've got to fix those things first. To be able to kind of rock it out and get people to do what you want to do.
Yeah. So that's good. So make sure you fix those right away. And basically just connect it over to your Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. Those are good ones to do for you as well. But I would also say probably do Pinterest because it's a visual thing that you're selling. You're selling skincare, so people want to see visual things. Renee asked, how do you add e-courses to your website? All right. So she wants to know how to add e-courses to her website.
Okay, that's a whole call in and of itself. That's a big one. I don't know. I can't answer that one.
Well, this one is, I would say, you do need some kind of shopping cart. So if you have a shopping cart, I use eJunkie, eJunkie.com, where it can be an e-course. And some people do their e-courses through AWeber. So we had Kadena Tate 2 weeks ago. It was before Jay. Yeah, so it was Jay and then Kadena. Kadena has, on KadenaTate.com, she uses AWeber. And then also Dr. Lorene, which was before Kadena, two persons before that. DrLorene.com, if you go there, she has an e-course, and that's actually through Infusionsoft. So everyone uses different material, but the main thing is an e-course is that it's time to go out on particular time. So whether you want to charge for it, you're going to get a shopping cart. Dr. Lorene uses Infusionsoft. You can use AWeber. You can use eJunkie. But if you Google any shopping cart that you want to use, you want to use something. AWeber, you can integrate shopping carts within it. You can integrate it with PayPal. You can integrate it with so much stuff. So I always tell people to use something that will grow as you grow, all right? The site that you have, Renee, looks really, really good. The main thing, though, is you want to make sure that when I come to your site, it's good to see pictures of you, but you need some call to action here. So, and you want to make sure that, you know, I know that I can, that you're going to get and capture an email address, all right? So I don't see that first of all. So if you look at any other sites, we always talk about this. You look at Dr. Lorene's or you look at Ashana's or you look at mine. We always say sign up so we can stay connected because people bounce off from website to website, but they always will look at the emails. And so you want to really load up your autoresponder with some really good content so that people can know you, trust you, like you, and you're positioning yourself as a superstar, okay? So that's like really the main thing for there. So in terms of how you add e-courses, you create them, and then how you deliver them is really up to you. Probably the easiest one is probably AWeber, but Infusionsoft is powerful. If you're really up to it, you know, Infusionsoft is a really good one to use. It does just about everything. It really does. It does just about everything. There is one more question, Teresetta. I've noticed some new sites that are one large photo or graphics. Are they WordPress sites? One large photo or graphics. Interesting. It could be Optimized Press, too, Tara said. I'm not sure. I mean, I wish I knew what we're talking about. But the trend is, and you can kind of talk about this, too, Lashana, is that people are maybe a little bit overwhelmed with so much text that people are sometimes doing the opposite flip and they're saying, I'm not doing a whole lot of text. I'm just going to do a little bit of graphics and a little bit of words. And it could be Optimized Press. And those are really like landing pages. They're not necessarily a website. And that's probably what you're talking about, Tara Center. What do you think, Lashana?
It could be a landing page or a squeeze page.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a large graphic.
Yeah. It's probably something like that. It's like just one page where there's only one call to action. They can't hit a whole lot of other buttons other than to buy. That's what they call a squeeze page. Then this is the last one here, and we did a product on this, though. It says, suppose all you have is a blog. How do you monetize it? Remember, we did that at Blogalicious. How do you monetize your blog? Do you still have that product? Is that product in your store? Is
the video
there?
Oh, yeah. It's on
SisterSense. Okay. So we did a whole video series on how to monetize your blog, Angela. So you could go to sistersense.com and actually get those there. Is it what link would they hit, Lashana?
Under tutorials, under blogging for profit. It's also under making money online. I try to make it as easy as possible. But,
there
you know, one of the biggest things as far as blogging for profit, how do I monetize and convert it? People usually do advertising, but then you can create products on your blog, and that's the next thing after selling ad space, creating products, whether they're tangible or digital to sell on your space.
This person tree, and this is the last one, it says, want more on having a website. I want to start my VA business. I'm confused about building a WordPress site and hosting. On my site, you can download for free, and you can actually go to pamperrypr.com, hit a little button that says website hosting or something like that. There's two videos, one on how to buy your domain, and the next one is from HostGator, and it's a video there. It'll show you about the hosting. It explains it. Download those two free reports, website optimization and SEO. Download those. They're very, very simple to read. So, Teresa, you got some homework to do. We're not going to talk about it right now. Those things are already free on there. I would have probably hit that button and on PamPerryPR.com, and it says website. And when it takes you there, you get two videos, and it explains step one, two, and three, what you need to do to get a WordPress site and to get going with hosting. If you need more after you read that and watch the video, then you can schedule a consultation, all right? Or you can go to SisterSense.com. I just put in Social Media Swag in the group, the little ebook that she has, 101 questions, okay? So you can actually get that as well. So a lot of that information, it's like we don't want you to be confused. We just want you to know where to get the information. Once we tell you where to get the information, you're good, all right? You should be good. If you have still other questions after you read it and don't understand it, then you can handle a consultation from us, and then we can help you with that. That's it. Okay, LaShonda, are there any other things that you'd like to add? We are right at the time here. Oh, one more thing. If you have a question that you did not submit, if you want to ask it now, I'll give you a couple of seconds to hit star 6, enter in, and ask LaShonda a question, or if you have a comment, all right? So we'll take two more questions, one question, not one of those five-part questions, okay? One question per person, all right? Not one question, and how fast can I say all the things at the same time? So hit star 6 and enter in. All right, go.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Teresita. Hi, LaShonda. Hi, Pam.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I just wanted to ask, I think, LaShonda, do you have the conference that you did in North Carolina? Is that coming up in June?
She Rocks the Web. I'm actually going to do it as a teleconference because the time has come up on me and I've had so much to do this year. I'm going to do it as a teleconference this year and then have the Sister Sense Power Circle in January.
Now, and I actually had sent the email in about the large graphic or the photo. I've noticed the number of sites that I'm going to where the site is just one picture. It could be like the person's face, just very large. It takes up the whole screen. And and there's navigation on the site, but the predominant visual is maybe the person's face or some type of graphic. And I was wondering, are those WordPress sites, they kind of look like HTML, but I'm not really sure. They seem to be becoming popular.
What's the purpose of the site? So you go to this website, and it's a big person's big face staring at you.
Well, it could be an author or a speaker. I've seen them in different places, so they always look interesting to me, but I don't know if they're WordPress sites or not.
Are they about me pages? They're not about
WordPress sites that look like that, particularly when people want to do kind of like a portfolio site. And just kind of have like a headshot of themselves and minimal text or like a virtual business card, so to speak. If it's not a landing page, that's usually what people use them for.
The ones I've seen are not landing pages, and I'm not really sure. Maybe it's just a new trend that's out there.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe ExecuMama. I mean, but at one point in time, she used that. Was it ExecuMama? Yeah, she did. She had like a big face of her, and then it was like split in threes, and then it was like go here, go there. But now I'm going back to ExecuMama, and she's changed it, and it's got text because Google doesn't really read pictures, it reads words.
And it depends. It depends on the purpose. Everything, it's not just about how it looks, but the purpose behind it. If you go to LaShondaHenry.com, you'll just see a big photo. Actually, it's just me and my son. But one, I just wanted to make sure that everybody on the call, if you don't have it, you already should claim your name as a domain in its entirety. You are a brand. And two, I just didn't feel like creating a whole new site. So I just put a big picture up there with my photo. But if you click on it, it'll take you to SisterSense. So it really depends on the purpose.
Okay.
Of like, so it's hard to kind of say what they're made from. But, you know, if we can get a better sense of what the purpose behind them is, then you'll know whether it's HTML or WordPress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
Yes, I do have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, this is Treva Miller again, Jess, is it pretty much customary to having your name, own name? Because I see that a lot in naming a business, and I was struggling with, you know, trying to come up with a catchy phrase. Should I name my name? Man, I pretty much lost my mind trying to figure out what to name my business, and I finally said, you know, just Treva Miller. Why not?
Well, I think, to me, you know, it goes back to, like, you know, the purpose. For me, when I was thinking about SisterSense, my whole thing is I'm helping people make sense and making money online. First, I was helping myself. And so that's why I said, you know, SisterSense. But I never wanted to name a website LaShonda Henry. I just wanted to have my domain name so if anybody was looking for me specifically, they could find me and then go to SisterSense. So it's just, it's a good, you know, strategic branding, personal branding thing to have your name. But it really depends on the business. What does your name reflect the business? So if you look at somebody like Ayana Vendette and you're sharing your mythologies and you are selling yourself as a speaker or, you know, you want to do radio or whatever, then yeah, okay, then you use your name because you are the business.
Right.
But if the business is something else, if it's a service or a product, then maybe the brand name isn't your name so much.
Okay, I got you.
Yep.
This is Donna Johnson.
Hey, Donna.
Hey, LaShonda, thank you so much. Yes, I wanted to let y'all know that LaShonda rocked out my landing page I just hired her to do recently. Thank you. It looks wonderful.
You're welcome.
And thank you all for the awesome tips on launching. I'm going to be doing some great things with those tips y'all gave me. And I just want to say this is a fabulous thing you're doing, Pam. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys. And y'all have always helped me all these years. I love y'all. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. LaShonda, if you can go to AkilaRichards.com, and then I'm going to come back to Leela's question as well. I'm going to send you the link. Are you online?
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to send you this link. It's Akilah Richards' line. I think it goes back to Teresita's question. I thought it was Executive Mama, but it actually was AkilahSRichards.com. And it's a full picture of her with a little bit of text, but looking at the purpose of this, it is a actual WordPress site. But when you look at it, what she's doing on hers is that it's branding her, and it has CNN.com where she's been seen, and Clutch, and RollingOut.com, and Today's Show, and Mom, or Grind and Thrive, and all this kind of stuff. So it's really, when you look at her site, it's all about, really what she's trying to show is about radical self-expression. So if it's radical self-expression, it's not so much really about the information. She's trying to demonstrate what that self-expression is. Be you, be more be, you know, M-O, like be more you or something like that. So she's got a T-shirt on. So this is like, it's radical. That's why it's different than any other WordPress site you probably would see. You're looking at it, LaShonda, you see it?
Yes, it does have, if you scroll down, it, you know, it has more of a blog feel at the bottom, but it does have a large picture at the top.
Mm-hmm. It's because it's trying to be radical. I don't think it's, quote-unquote, the trend. I don't think everybody will probably like a big face of themselves right first. see them on the site. Maybe they do. I don't know. But it's more like a I guess you'd say a rock star feel kind of thing. So that's what she's really doing there. But you can scroll down. There is other parts of it too. It's like I give, I live, I write. Okay, so then she has like I give part and I live part, and then she has I write. So it's almost magazine, but it's broken down in three different ways. But really,
well, it depends. I think it goes back to ultimately your objective. Akilah, wonderful entrepreneur, wonderful coach. She is her business and her brand, and so putting herself at the forefront, you know, having that large image, that's really kind of the driving force. You know, when I talk about magazine things, and if you look at Sister Sense, my site is, you know, it's got that magazine feel. What I want people to get as soon as they come to the site isn't so much me, even though I do have a lot of images of me there. It's the information, because then the information is then what compels them to either purchase my service or purchase one of my digital products. So really what your design, it starts from, well, what do you want? You know, like I have a Q&A actually that you can ask yourself when you go to themes.sistersense.com, pick a theme for your website. These are some questions that you should ask yourself. One of the, what is your objective for this website? What do you want to really showcase and put at the forefront? That really does dictate the kind of design, like something like this with a big image or a magazine style or, you know, a corporate business site. It really dictates what kind of style you would need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true, what type of business it is. And also, too, Akilah, I'm sure she has that one, but she still has ExecuMama. So I wasn't, you know, ExecuMama is more her executive type of site, and then Akilah is her more personal, radical, in-your-face site. All right, so that's just two different ones. She still has ExecuMama, and she's built another one out. But you can get to one from another. So that was really, really, this is the last question, and then we're going to let Deshonda go. My question is, what books are you currently reading now, or what do you consider timeless resources that you are willing to share with us? And that came from Leela.
One of the last books I put on my Kindle, and I'm more of a creator than a kind of like following what the key influencers do, so I don't really spend too much time looking at other people's stuff, but it took me forever, but I finally got the 4-hour work week.
Okay.
You just got some,
yeah, like
really
that.
With Tim Ferriss, is it? Ferriss?
Tim Ferriss. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like Ferriss and his day off.
Yes, right? And it's really the best example, because Ferriss was the same way, out of that kind of live for the moment guy. You know, if you want to think about how you can live your best life now. Remember I wrote that Django guide, living your best life. You know, some things that you can do to really enjoy your passion right now, not wait, well, you know, I got to, you know, struggle and do this and work the 9-to-5 and, you know, one day everything will work out. You know, what can you do right now to enjoy your life right now? Really a good read. And I never read things when they're trending, and I know that his book is so old. But
it became a brand. I mean, it was like one of those game-changer books.
Absolutely, it became a brand. Reading that kind of like in my little spurts, that is something that I would recommend. It's a good read. And another person that is on the 4-hour work week. Another person who is on my Kindle is Valerie Burton. I had the pleasure of interviewing her at a Black Enterprise event. One of the things that, you know, as an African-American woman who does a lot of motivational speaking, Valerie, and she writes a series of books that you can read, really that are, like, introspective and self-reflective. When I did her interview with her, and I've got the video on my Sister Sense blog, you can just search for Valerie, she said is that, you know, Black women, we've got this imposter complex. And I'm like, what is that? And she's like, you know, any day now, you know, we have this fear that somebody's going to realize she's a fraud. She doesn't know what she's saying. She doesn't know what she's doing. You know, she's doing it all wrong, because you've got so many pressures and anxieties, and really understanding what we need to do to live in our own truths, be our own selves. You are amazing. It's not that you're not authentic, or you don't have to live your life by some other person's, you know,
definition, and I really loved her for that. I loved her, you know, really her definition of African-American women feeling like they're imposters because they're always trying to live up to everybody else's thing, and they don't feel like they're good enough, and something else that would be worth looking at from, you know, the motivational self-reflective thing. You know, I'm a
Rich Rewards is the best book that I think everybody on this call should read. It really is a liberating book, Rich Mind, Rich Rewards. She wrote that probably, I've known Valerie, like 15 years, maybe about,
wow,
the first book, so maybe about 15 years ago. But Rich Mind, Rich Rewards, you can probably get on Amazon for about $1 right now, you know, because you get new shopping.
Loving that Kindle.
Yeah, yeah, so that was really good. I would say
I was going to say that I don't really have any techie stuff to recommend. For me, I'm a self-motivator, and I feel like if you're not self-motivated, none of this is going to happen because you're not going to do it. So, you know, finding things that are really just going to motivate you to work through whatever challenges you're going through and be excited about pushing forward.
Mm-hmm. That will be good. I think LaShonda's books, any of LaShonda's books are really, really good. But there's also this other young lady that I love as well. She's about the same age as you, LaShonda. Her name is Angel Laws, and she wrote, she has the blog Concrete Loop. And I met her, I think it was Blogging While Brown with Kieran. And her book is Angel's Laws of Blogging, What You Need to Know If You Want to Have a Successful and Profitable Blog. If you're not familiar with Concrete Loop, I'm kind of like out of the demo, but I did it's an entertainment blog, but how to get thousands of unique hits per day, how you can too. Concrete Loop gets thousands of unique hits per day, you can too. And really just
And if you follow Angel, because I follow Angel on Facebook, she had just posted some, you know, photos of her new office and how they're looking for new employees. I'm like, wow, look at her doing a thing, you know, just
putting
that blog into now, you know, an office with employees. You can do just about anything you want, but you've got to be amazing.
She is original, and she says be original and don't bite. That's her fifth law. Seventh law is brand your blog. You know, she just has different work with social networks. And, I mean, it's just really colloquial. I like it. It's got a lot of swag, because she's just got a lot of swag anyway. I mean, I am a boomer, but I love LaShonda and Angel. It just keeps me young, keeps me popping and hopping, you know, just trying to keep up with this. But it is
good Instagram fam on social media. You're younger than all of us on Instagram.
Angel Laws.
Mm-hmm.
Angel
Laws.
Loft
or LAW?
Yeah, law, like it's the law, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Angel's Laws of Blogging. Mm-hmm. That's it, concreteloop.com. Angel Laws of Blogging. It's a really good book. And she kind of looks like a soldier on the back here. It just cracks me up, man. But I follow her on Instagram as well. But she's just living her dreams, you know, she really is. So, she had a vision, really, when she started out, what she liked, and then she just, her passion was just really fashion, entertainment, and she just followed her passion, and all of a sudden she looked up, and she didn't realize she was famous like that when, I think it was, I want to say it was Naomi Campbell, or maybe it was Iman, Iman was interviewing one day, says, you know, how do you feel about your recent, you know, thing you did on the red carpet? She says, well, I just want to make sure that Concrete Loop approved with what my outfit was or something like that. And it went viral because people were thinking that Iman, I'm not sure if it was Iman or whoever, one of the models, cared about what she thought, what her critique was. She was like, oh, my God. And this was just kind of like the way when she said people were really paying attention, celebrities were really paying attention. So she always gets invited to listening parties of Kanye West and all that kind of stuff and Jay-Z. They care about what she says about her blog. So anyway, that was just a little tidbit.
You have to have a real blog and not a fake blog, as I mentioned before, because when you actually consistently write and you can't say you hate it, but you know you got to do it because it's just not going to work. You got to just kind of put your foot in it,
because becoming a key influencer means people want to talk to you. Like, I get emails from Black Enterprise, you know, hey, we're doing another event, you know, can you work, you know, do you want to do this? Do you want to collaborate?
Mm-hmm.
I get emails from people because they know I have an audience and we can mm-hmm. work together. It didn't happen overnight, but it only happens when you become an authority to whatever it is that you do.
That is, and you've got to have a passion. So SisterSense.com, get all the information there. We could not fill up enough hours on the phone for what we are passionate about, but we wanted to give you just a little bit more confidence and empower you that you can do this, that you can be a celebrity online, you can shine online, shine your light, whatever your passion is, and make sure, you know, that you support each other. You know, that's what SisterSense is really, LaShonda was all about, that you support each other. That's so important.
Can I say something, Pam, as you're talking about support, supporting each other, but also support Pam, because Pam is amazing. I put a lot of information out there, but I don't think I plug people and really go hard on the paint when it comes to doing, really just, if there is one person out there right now on social media that is not only sharing and teaching, but is proactive about getting you aware of all the other experts in your social, I feel like it's Pam. So supporting her, because she has a wealth of information and she's got this amazing network that she has cultivated all these years. Make sure that whatever she does, you're a part of it, as you know, like, you know, we entered this call today because we're passionate about it, and she's so passionate. It's a Gemini, right? It's so passionate about you and this stuff.
That is it. Thank you so much, my sister. I just love you. You are a smart. You got the swag and the brains and the geekiness all at the same time. So it's just like, it's like really, really cool. It's just really cool. So I just love you. And, you know, you guys, thank you so much for joining us. Next week, got another fabulous guest as well. Just a really quick update. We had a launch last week. Dr. Loreen Fit, Fine, and Fabulous, another wonderful author. If you didn't get the book, you could go there now. But the book ended up being number 5 on Amazon. So thank you so much for supporting that launch. That was so exciting. That was really, really cool. I mean, it was in the business section. So it wasn't like, oh, you know, we were in some obscure thing. I mean, it was like her book was right under, it was a major book. I was just screaming. Oh, Welch. Jack Welch's book came out in paperback. So it came out paperback same time as her. So her book was right under Jack Welch's book. But thank you so much for that. That is just really, really important. Like I said, we got to support each other. You know, what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. And I will see you next week. And LaShonda, thank you so much. Go to SisterSense.com and follow her on Twitter. And anywhere you can. All right. Take care. Shine like a superstar. Good night.